רצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות, כי חילצת נפשי, אוי נפשי ממוות. הייני מן דמעה, הייני מן דמעה. אוי רגלי, אוי רגלי,
קטע מתוך בעל הסולם, הקדמה לטס.
From בעל הסולם, introduction to Tess, number 17. The student commits before the studies to strengthen himself in the faith of the Creator and the guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, faithful is the worker and will pay you for your work, and must aim his exertion for the mitzvot of the Torah, and in this way will enjoy the light in it, that his faith will strengthen and increase in the remedy of this light. As it is written, I will be a remedy for you and your bones. And then his heart will be certain that from lo lishma he will come to lishma. Question for the workshop, we're all speaking together. What does it mean to strengthen in the faith of the Creator and His providence in reward and punishment? Again, what does it mean to strengthen in the faith of the Creator and His guidance in reward and punishment? We're speaking together. There's no focus group. I'll try and take care of it.
On one hand, that he invests in the environment, and his friends invest in the environment, and such a feeling comes up that it's important and that it's worthwhile. It becomes your life, that we revolve around this all day and the morning lesson and throughout the day. And the preparation itself is critical in this study, and we must remind each other again and again about the matter of the purpose of the study. The purpose is drawing the light that reforms and not trying to understand it with our brain. The light that reforms when we're all directed in the same direction, to discover it between us, to be drawn to it, to want it to work on us, to bestow upon us, that it will work on the ten. That's what takes us out of this slavery of ourselves. Thank you, Henry. We're integrating together, gathering, getting closer in groups, saying thank you for all the states that you're taking us to the good. Second question. What does it mean to aim my exertion that it will be for the mitzvot of the Torah? What does it mean to aim my exertion that it will be for the mitzvot of the Torah? We're speaking together.
לא ניתנו המצוות אלא בשביל הבריאות, אני לא זוכר את המילה המדויקת. אז המצוות נועדו כדי שנוכל להתעלות ולהצטרף למקור, לאור. המצוות הן בשבילנו, שנשנה את הכוונות ונעשה נחת רוח.
היגיעה שלי האמיתית היא באמת המאמץ שלי לעשות משהו מעבר לכוחותיי, וכל מה שנמצא מעבר לכוחותיי זה החברים והמאמץ, ההתבטלות כלפיהם, ההשתוקקות לכוח החיבור בינינו מעורר את המאור, את הכוח היחידי שבמציאות.
The light, the only force in reality. The only mitzvah is love thy friend as thyself, which that's the first thing that we, that's the attitude one towards the other, that's the effort that needs to be between us and the group in the ten, and this effort causes the light to work, to develop us without us feeling. And then we're constantly thrown out of this intention, the direction to that mitzvah. And by us holding each other up, being concerned of one another, that when one falls and the other feel up, they awaken, and in this way we hold each other with our head above water. And through the efforts, the light works, and this inversion comes from a force which is outside of man. And for this change to take place, we constantly need to be with the correct intentions towards the connection between us. Question number three. This will be a quiet internal question. Everyone in our heart convinces the ten that their heart will be certain that during the lesson I demand the Creator to be in the right intention, and on that path they'll enjoy the light of the Torah. Again, everybody with their heart and inner scream convinces the ten that their heart will be certain that during the lesson I'm demanding the Creator that they will be in the right intention, and in this way they will be rewarded with the light of the Torah.
קבל השם, קבל השם חזק ויאמץ ליבך. חזק ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק. ויאמץ ליבך וקבל השם, קבל השם חזק.